The World Health Organization says the rate of medically necessary C-sections is between 10 and 15% of births. In the U.S., roughly 32% of babies are born via C-sections. So this means major surgery for the mother that perhaps could have been avoided and a lot of additional costs. Hospitals are coming under pressure to release their C-section data. And one hospital in California was flat out told by one large insurance company, cut down your C-sections or we will cut you from the network. Joining us now to talk about that is Dr. Amy Van Blaricom. She's an OBGYN at Hoag Memorial Hospital Presbyterian in Orange County, California. Amy, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
In 2012, your hospital's C-section rate was at about 38%. What did your organization do to reduce that rate?
Well, at that point, we had begun collecting some data from the CMQCC, which is the California Quality Metrics Board that is based in San Francisco. And we began by releasing the data for individual providers throughout the hospital so we could see how our department laid out across the percentages. So we knew that there were some doctors that were particularly high percentages of cesarean sections, and then we saw that there were some doctors that were very low. And this was blinded data at first. After a period of time, about a year of releasing the blinded data and reviewing it in our department meetings and discussing the fact that our department's C-section rate was higher than the state average and that we really needed to make some changes in that regard, we started releasing the unblinded data, which revealed which physicians had which percentage rates. And that was pretty controversial at the time.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how did that go over? How did you feel about it?
Personally, I felt okay about it. I was the chair of the department at the time, and my data looked pretty good, actually. I was already kind of right at slightly below the state average for my own data. And I will say that it was not well received by the majority of the department members. Many of our physicians felt as if it was a punitive type of thing where they were being publicly reprimanded for having higher data without really the background of why their numbers were the way they were.
Tell me about the decision-making process that happens before a C-section, kind of what paves the road toward a C-section.
Right. Well, there are really two main reasons to perform a cesarean section. One is for maternal reasons, and those include things like the labor pattern is very prolonged. You know, they've been in labor too long. The baby isn't progressing through the birth canal at a normal rate. Or there are medical complications of pregnancy that require that the baby be delivered faster than a routine labor and vaginal delivery would allow, things like high blood pressure or diabetes, those kinds of things. And then there are fetal indications. So if, for example, the mother is in the process of labor and the baby is showing signs of distress, then, you know, that we would want to have the baby delivered sooner than potentially the process of labor would allow. So that could require a cesarean section as well.
And where are the opportunities for the doctor to perhaps help avoid a C-section?
The opportunity in lowering a C-section rate really, I think, is in that area where maybe there's a situation where the patient has been in labor for a little while, but everything else looks normal. The baby is doing fine. The mother is doing fine. And there really is the option of waiting a little bit longer, seeing if Mother Nature does it on her own, rather than having the first inclination be to proceed to a cesarean section.
Do you get nervous about this sometimes? The pressure is very high. The stakes are incredibly high. If something happens, you'll be on the hook, and people will say to you, how could you ever let this happen?
Yes, I would say that that is a significant area of concern for many OBGYNs. You know, the saying is, you never regret the cesarean section you did, you regret the cesarean section you didn't do. And there are tremendous pressures on obstetricians these days from a liability perspective. And so I do think that many of us have a lower threshold to make an intervention because we're concerned. We're concerned about liability. We're concerned about how that baby's going to do. And that's a lot of pressure when you're being pushed from the other side of things by the hospital or by the insurance company to decrease costs, to not do what they would consider unnecessary surgery. And I think these kinds of pressures lead to the controversy, and it definitely opened up a significant conversation in our department when we started revealing this data.
Amy, thank you so much for talking with me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
Amy Van Blaricom is an OBGYN at Hoag Memorial Hospital Presbyterian in Orange County, California.